that you do it works for you. I don't, I mean, I, somebody showed me Periscope and Facebook.
When is your play? We have seen you guys tweeting about your play you're doing,
night.
A fundraiser.
Well, it's a play reading.
A play reading.
We always have to qualify that.
Yeah, because I mean, people, I don't want to be freaked out when there's no set.
People think they're coming to see a big set.
There's no
play,
set and there's no...
But it is a really great play, and it's just two people on stage the whole time, just the two of us. And we're reading it, but we've been rehearsing quite a bit, so we're very, you know, we're in it. We're familiar with it.
I was trying to think of how many hours you think we put in. About 30.
Oh, a lot of hours.
About 30 hours.
So is it weird?
It shocks me that it's taken so much and we're still reading it, but yeah.
Super fair. So is it weird playing different characters but still kind of acting together?
No, I think that part feels natural, don't you think? That part feels natural. It's just, you know, trying to make sense of all the layers, that's all.
Yeah. It's fun to have new material. I mean, it's, you know, it gets a little boring over at the job.
Freshens up a little bit.
Well, because you guys acted together also in General Hospital for a little bit, right? And then different roles here and there.
But, you know, on our show, our scenes are like, you know, three to five pages or less. And this is like, I don't know what, how many is this, 65 or something? So, is it something like that?
Is this like a fan event?
It's a fundraiser for a nonprofit about bringing, providing training for arts training to people who can't afford it, kind of deal or whatever.
That's nice.
But so it's really for that and to raise money for that.
Very good. So you guys, I guess on the air, you just proposed again.
And
is that where
that
we
sweet.
Are? What you're up to?
That was really sweet. That was like a really good scene.
Was it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I've only seen little clips on Instagram by whoever puts them up, but I don't know. Yeah, very sweet.
There was a lot of spice to it later.
I know, really, there wasn't much that happened, but boy,
it
got some buzz.
It was pretty intense. You guys still have it going on, though?
Yeah,
we got it. We're really good friends, so that has a lot to do with
it. Yeah. And now you have son on the show. I mean, is it kind of fun having that family dynamic going on?
Right.
I really enjoy that. I enjoy that more than any other story. You know, running around doing some, I don't know, crazy stuff. I like the family stuff. I mean, we're ready for it now.
And
especially Steve. You know, he's settled down. He's taken responsibility. He looks back and thinks, you know, what was I thinking back in the day when I wasn't here with my family? And, and now it's time that he knows what his priorities are.
And Kayla made him work for it.
Yeah, didn't she?
And I like the fact that they played it that way. It took like a year and a half. Yeah, she really made me work for it.
I had to have my little Finn moment, you know.
Finn fling.
Was it weird being in that coffin? That scene when you were in that stand-up coffin thing
can you hear me, Marlena?
It wasn't weird. It was fun.
That was fun.
And then we had to switch. There only one of them had like a wall that came out, so we had to like do our screaming in the other. I had to do mine in her coffin.
And they lit
it on fire when we actually weren't inside, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But you know that guy that played Orpheus, George DeLoy, or how does it? What does he go like?
DeLoyo.
Oh my God! If you look back in the 80s when he played that, he was so strikingly handsome and fabulous, and he is still so fabulous. And he worked so hard, and he was out there rehearsing on the set when nobody was out there. He's really, really good. But you know, going back to that thing about the family, I think that's what the whole setup for Days of Our Lives anyway is. It's all about generations, and I think the more that we build on that, it's better for all of us who have kids and the parents and the kids. And in fact, Peggy McKay, my mother, just turned 89. Yeah, on my wedding anniversary on the 3rd. So yeah,
that's amazing.
She was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's for sure. Lots of
fun. So what's the craziest gift you guys have ever gotten sent to the studio, or the most unusual? I'm sure over the years.
I was pregnant my first time, they had a baby shower for me in some like a motel somewhere, and the video camera, which of course is so different than today, but the video camera was me, and they were talking to the camera and coming in the room and people sitting there with, you know, the patch's face on the picture of the t-shirt.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not getting the image.
It was a videotape? Fans had a baby shower for me.
Baby shower.
For me in a hotel.
Okay, and they took video.
And but the video camera was like supposedly like it was me arriving.
Oh, oh, okay.
And then Miguel, like, hello, surprise to you, whatever. And they played games and they did presents and then they sent me all the presents and everything. So I think that was pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
I mean, I still have in a box. I still have the little knitted sweaters that they made and everything. I'll save it for my grandkids.
I got a handmade, beautiful doll. Like a, it's sort of like a Raggedy Andy doll, but uh-huh. but not Raggedy Andy. It was Patch as a cat, a one-eyed tomcat. It was absolutely beautiful. I gave it to Dylan, my little girl. Well, she's not a little girl anymore. She's 25. But I think we still have it. I hope we still have it.
That was like lighting the fire.
It had everything.
Did you notice that?
Huh?
That was,
yeah.
That was weird.
Wow.
That's weird.
So it had a leather jacket. It had
I remember.
A patch.
Yeah.
It had this cool hair, and it was a cat. And it was all hand-stitched. It was gorgeous.
That's really neat. And what a good memory.
Where do you guys come from?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
From my hometown. Well, not my hometown. My hometown is Cincinnati. But she's like right near my high school.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I live in Houston now, but I grew up in Miami, so I'm moving out here in 2 more years.
I just figured out who you remind me of.
Who?
Laura Dern.
Oh, Casa.
Oh, really?
Do people tell you you look like Laura Dern?
Yeah.
Doesn't she look like
people
Laura Dern?
People used to say Daryl Hannah when she was in Splash or something.
So much.
Really?
Splash?
So you say you're coming out here in 2 years. Why is that, and how is that happening?
Oh, I'm moving to Manhattan Beach. That's
what?
My favorite place, Manhattan.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
My daughter wants to move out there.
Yeah, I mean, you live here.
I live in Pasadena.
Oh, you do? But do you have, I always think you're in Newport or something.
We always go to Newport.
Okay, we used to go to Balboa Island for
that's
like
where we go.
19 years and rent a house in the
right.
summer.
That's where we go. Isn't it fun?
I love it.
It's like
I mean,
a little magical
like
getaway.
My pictures of my kids on the little fun Zoom, but that all changed so much. It used to be.
The island is the same, but now you can't afford to buy anything.
Yeah.
Every house is $3 million.
Crazy.
Anything that faces the water is $6 million.
That's
I mean, it's like.
Yeah. Somebody said $10 million.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I love going down there, and it's really a big part of our empty nesting. We go, we go sailing all the time, and boating, and paddleboarding. It's so nice. I love it. So
is there anything anybody? What's one thing that people would be surprised to know about you? Any hobby or?
I don't know if people know this about me, but I paint.
You paint?
I have known him for 30 years, and I didn't even know that. I didn't know it.
She knew.
I didn't really. No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
She just forgot it.
I didn't know you had studied it, like you were an art major or something like that. Didn't you say you were like an art major in college?
Yeah. Well, I had a scholarship to go to Ohio State.
I never
And I turned it down.
Wow.
Like I came to LA instead and became a mom.
I never knew that.
What about you?
What's my secret thing?
It's because we don't read each other's bios.
Yeah. What would people be surprised to know about me?
Yeah, or any kind of just trying to wrap up, but we can table that for next year.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that. Can you think of anything that people might be surprised to know about me? I'm a really bad speller.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Bad speller.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I think they're trying to keep doing the wrap it up.
Yeah, I tried to come up with something.
So
I'm a bad speller.
Good to see you, bud.
Take care.
You guys.
All right.